Douglas, it's absolutely surreal. It's like an out-of-body experience to lose a grand final. You've lost one in Group 4 in Rugby League, but you've won a couple with Pirates. But the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls were just too good today, and they've had a fantastic season, and they've got the prize.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit frustrating to lose when we'll get the chance there right at the end. But I think Narrabri were the better side today. The conditions suited us. Enjoyed the hot weather. I think they just got... the home crowd really did well for them today.
Just mistakes as well. A couple of knock-ons in year 22 in both halves really hurt, and also at the breakdown, they were fantastic as well. Learning how you guys, 2 weeks ago, dominated them in the major semi-final.
That's right. I think we overplayed our hand a little bit too much. We threw the ball around. We didn't cherish it enough in our own half. Didn't really play the field position. And then, we just turned it over, cheaply. So I think Narrabri really capitalised on that.
Of course, you've moved from number 8 to prop forward this year. How have you found the experience? It's a bit of a wake-up call, isn't it, comparing to be at number 8 to really be in the engine room and, be there at loose head prop?
Yeah, that's right. No, I think it takes it out of you across the paddock, I think. It slows up your running game and just makes you play a bit tighter. But it's a good challenge, and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, we're going to back up next year after the real pain of today, or think about stepping down and giving the body a bit of a rest?
I always say you're a long time retired. I was thinking about retiring, mate. I might just sit out the off season and then just see how the body holds up, mate. Get at your feet come January, February when it's the pre-season starts. So I might reassess then, I'd say.
And winning them is such a fantastic thing that the incentive is going to be huge over the summer.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It doesn't leave you this this feeling, and I think we'll keep a lot of the boys. We've got a young side, and a lot of the boys will stick around. So I think, we'll take this, and we'll come back stronger, I think, next year.
Thanks for your time, Doug. That was Doug Biff, and of course, the Pop for Tamworth Pirates. Well, Joshua, it's gut-wrenching to lose a grand final. You've had a bit of fun winning a few of them, but it's not much fun to turn up to Narrabri and lose a grand final so close.
Yeah, mate, we train all year, and all the boys... really look forward to the grand final at the end of the year, and we didn't come out with the goods, but credit to Narrabri, they played a really well-structured game, and the best team won at the end of the day.
Just those crucial errors in year 22 with a couple of knock-ons, trying to play wide, and Narrabri was just able to keep field position, especially in the early part of the first half, and you got mate Tim O'Brien, he was just absolutely on fire for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, look, we didn't capitalise on their mistakes, yeah. And then, when we got a roll on in a positive way, we didn't capitalise on that either. We sort of had two or three phases where we broke the line. From there, we sort of, had a handling error or something went wrong, and we weren't really playing as a squad.
Now you've got to have a bit of a breather or a lack of breather because, of course, you're moving on with the Graham Corp New South Wales Country Cockatoos. Are you part of the Eagles as well, or any of these Bill Corp Cup teams had a bit of a lash at you?
Yeah, look, we've definitely talked, and I'm a part of the development with them. If someone goes down, obviously I'll get the call up, but at the end of the day, they are contracted players, some of them, and, they're in the city, but, it's good to see a couple of blokes that, at least get a look at, and, it's good for country rugby.
Yeah. Of course, the tour, you'll be looking forward to that after the breather, and America should be just a lot of fun because there's great opportunities there to sort of go overseas and, make a quid and experience a new part of life as well.
Yeah, exactly. America's... definitely trying to get up in the rugby ranks, and it should be a good trip to go over there, and hopefully it's competitive, and like you said, we could get some contracts or maybe play a couple of years in America.
But it's great to see you've got a great mixture of teams playing: Arizona, San Diego, and also of course San Francisco as well.
Yeah, look, it's definitely good. There's some good quality teams in there too apparently, so we've got to get out there and we're going to treat it not as a fun game as fun, but we're going to get out there and give it a good roll, and hopefully you come up with the goods with all the games and, have fun at the same time.
Looking back on your season, you've been at the country champs, you've played for the Cockatoos, you've had a full season with Pirates as well. How have you found the two-tier thing, walking in and out of it, and how have some of the players around you reacted to the two-tier competition in the Santos Central North Rugby Premiership?
Yeah, it's definitely, as they say, a war of attrition up top. Like, every game is a hard game, and it comes down to injuries and who can manage their plays better in the top tier. Look, so far it's turned out all right. We've had two grand finals, and a lot more teams are playing extra in the year, and let's just see that they'll obviously take it back to the board and keep it or shift it.
What about yourself? How's the body holding up? You've put a relentless amount of work into your body over the years, the diet, all that sort of stuff, but also now the chance is there for you again to have a rest. But how have you pulled up after a really good 4 or 5 year block of playing elite footy?
Age is definitely catching up to me, and all the work's definitely catching up to me at the end of the day. Look, groins aren't holding up and body's not really holding up that great, but I'll give it a little break and have an operation at the end of this year and hopefully come back and be a little bit better.